Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You sit on a throne of lies.
You're listening to Bandwagons.
Talking about things that other people are talking about.
Shane loves when you grab the mic and scream into it like that.
We got you there though, because you thought I was going to say, but yeah, what's your favourite colour? And I didn't. I got you.
Yeah,
you were
really
bamboozled.
Them.
I really, really showed it to them. Welcome back to Bandwagons.
Bandwagons.
We are talking about a very popular Christmas movie on today's episode. We are talking about Elf, which came out in
2003.
Starring Will Ferrell, or Will Ferrell, as my boyfriend insists on calling him, but I don't think that's how it's pronounced. And Breed has told me that's how Will Ferrell actually pronounces his name.
I do think we were all saying it. Maybe it was when he first got famous, everyone was calling him Will Farrell in Ireland. Was that it?
Maybe,
did I make that up?
Yeah, you could have done, yeah. But I'm just, like, if that is the way it's pronounced, then why hasn't he corrected all of us?
No, he has. That's why I remember it.
I don't think
there's
he
definitely
has.
Something about his surname that we were, as Irish people, getting wrong.
Potentially, yeah. Anyway, this is, Santa Claus is my favourite Christmas movie, but then I think
what are we doing here?
This is second or, well, we gave the option
the
to
Santa Claus.
Yeah, the Santa Claus. We gave the option to the people on Patreon and they voted for the holiday. If you want to listen to that, you need to sign up to
we
Patreon.
We picked this, though.
We did pick this. Yeah. No, Elf is. This is what I was going to say. It's either my top. It's either joint first with the Santa Claus, or it's definitely second. Like, it is really good.
Do you think you're a bit? I'm a bit sick of it now. I'm a bit like, yeah.
I think I was for a while, but I think I'm back on the train with it. Well, I actually went to see it last year as part of SpawnCon. I do, because I used to do this.
I do SpawnCon?
No, I used to do this. I do SpawnCon, guys. No, I used to do a Christmas party in my house called 12 Rooms.
Oh, yeah.
Which was like, we've talked about this, like where it's like 12 pubs, like every room is a different room. And we obviously did the same last year. And I booked SpawnCon for the next day because they, whatever the dates were, Odeon couldn't do. Maybe I shouldn't say Odeon. Maybe it doesn't matter. They couldn't do any other day. It doesn't matter. It actually doesn't matter. They couldn't do any other day or whatever. The other dates didn't suit. So I was like, it'll be fine, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But like, we were up till all hours and like.
Sorry, you went the day after 12 Rooms?
The day after 12 Rooms, yeah. And we went to see Elf. And we were booked for like 3 or 4 o'clock in the day, me and Cian. And we were hanging out of our arses. And we were just like, it was us and like not a lot of kids. It wasn't absolutely mobbed, but like it was mainly parents and kids. And I did enjoy it. I don't know what's because I was really
sleep?
Fragile, but I did sleep. Yeah, not a movie. I did sleep before the movie.
Oh, no. You slept in the movie.
It was nice to see it on like the big screen and kind of remember it as it was.
Yeah.
But I think you'll always experience something better if you see it in that kind of environment.
As it was intended.
Yeah.
That's so true. That's why they had like issues putting out things that were intended for cinema this year, selling them to Netflix. Who was it that like didn't want to because it was that movie you loved? Because it was intended
Tenet.
For cinema.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. If Tenet went out on Netflix, everyone would have fucking hated it. Because
cinema is only temporary though. Do you know?
What you mean?
Like, it's only going to be in the cinema for a little while and then it's going to inevitably be on Netflix. So you should probably actually just make it for Netflix.
No, but I think for that first viewing, mm-hmm. I think, especially for a film like Tenet, where it's all like noise and action and things moving around and stuff, you need to kind of see it in that environment, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's less about it being in a, like, in a room with other people and loads of seats and it being really dark, as opposed to it's the sound.
Yeah.
Someone who knows film is screaming at this podcast right now, but
I can't get my telly settings right because I watched
What does that have to do with anything?
No, I have a point. I watched a movie yesterday and the
What you watch?
The Prom, which I'll talk about later, but
you better not be including the mini bandwagons because you said it was shite.
It's, what's it called when like a newspaper has to take back what they said?
Oh, because you recommended it. Correction corner.
Did you recommend it previously? Before I'd seen it.
Oh, Jack said it was shite.
Jack, it's not Jack's thing.
Okay.
No, I'll talk about it later.
Okay.
But like the talking in it is so, on my telly, is so quiet. But anytime there's music or like action sounds, it's really loud.
Mm.
I can't fix it. Maybe one of you's going to have a look at it.
Maybe that was just the way it was directed. Though.
No,
it
it's,
not
no it's like no matter what we watch.
Across the board.
It's an issue, yeah. It's not that bad, but like when you're trying to watch.
So it's like you're
quietly.
Watching Gogglebox and they're like, in a perfect world.
Yeah, literally, we watch Gogglebox all the
what
time.
What do you mean? How do I know what I'm talking about? I just picked a fucking
no, I was
show.
Like, how do you know we always watch Gogglebox? Wow.
Elf, eh?
Back to Elf. 2003. Guess what it got on Rotten Tomatoes, first and foremost.
Guess what it got on Rotten Tomatoes? 69%.
No.
70.
Where's your head?
Higher or lower? 73.
Where do you think people rated it? Where do you think people rated it? Like,
think about good, it. I would say. Like 84.
Yeah. 84 on the nose.
Well, I guessed. See, I had two other guesses it. Before that.
So. When you try, you're actually pretty good.
That's what my teacher said about me as well. Well, like, it makes sense because even I follow Kate Brennan Harding. I don't know if you follow her. And she
I
went
do.
To see it. She went to see it for the first time in the cinema the other day and was like, I was actually...
She'd never seen it before.
She'd never seen it. And she was screaming. And I was like, I'd love to see it for the first time again. Because it is a very funny. And it is one of those things. We talked about this in the Christmas music episode. And the same thing applies to films where it's like, it's hard to kind of come up against the classics. But what Elf did was kind of just so... Like, it's not that unconventional, but, like, it was just very original and very, like, fresh and funny for the time that it was, you know?
Yeah. I watched The Movies That Made Us on Netflix and they did an episode on Elf.
Oh, yeah?
And it was, yeah, did you? No.
No.
It came out last week, I think. Shane told me about it. And it's, like, all the producers and stuff talking mm-hmm. about, like, how they made it. And they were basically all, like, baby producers who'd never made a movie before. And, like, I don't think Jon Favreau had directed anything before.
Sorry, that was the thing as well.
Will Ferrell had literally never been in a movie. He was only SNL. And then Old School came out, like, 3 months before this. And that was his first, like, big movie. But he wasn't a movie star, like, when he did Elf.
Yeah.
Which is mad, like, because he's done so much since.
But also that as well. Because I remember when I did go to see it for that SpawnCon thing. And it was, like, directed by Jon Favreau. And I was like, sorry, what?
Jon Favreau is everywhere these days.
Everywhere. Yeah. That man is so talented. He's so hot.
No, we were having this conversation before you got here. He is not hot anymore, Fionnuala. He was hot once.
No, he wasn't hot once.
He was hot once.
He was hot
like
in Friends. He's hot in that Chef movie.
What's that?
I think it's literally called Chef. No, I swear.
He's hot in Ratatouille.
Is he in is he written Ratatouille?
We're taking the piss out of you.
Okay. He's not in Ratatouille.
No, Jon Favreau. I looked him up earlier.
He's not really
And
hot,
I literally said
like,
to Shane, he's not a sexy man anymore. But in my head, he used to be. And there's pictures
I'd say
of him.
He'd treat you so well, though.
No, he sounds like not a nice person. This is
What's the issue? Breathe, show me pictures here and I don't see the issue.
He looks like Santa Claus now.
Is he cancelled? Will you look up something quickly to see if he's been cancelled? Because I don't want to...
Jon Favreau cancelled.
I need to double check.
Such a hard name to spell. Jon Favreau cancels.
F-A-V-R-E-A.
No. Do you know what? It's all about all whatever's coming up. No, I can't get my words out. What's coming up here is that he and Will Ferrell don't get on anymore. And that's why there's no
sequel.
But that's any bad.
Why don't they get on?
He didn't get on with James Caan either in this.
I always forget that James Caan is the dad.
Who do you think is the dad?
How do you mean?
Like, why, when you forget that he's the dad.
I forget. I'm like, oh, it's just some random actor who I don't know or care about. Like, yeah. And then it's like, oh no, it's actually fucking James Caan.
I only knew him from Elf, and then I watched Misery like not that long ago, and I was like, oh, it's the dad from Elf.
Sorry,
that's a bit sacrilegious.
I wouldn't know him from anything else, but I'd know him from like the name. Like, he's a name person. Like, he's well known, and
he was
and, like,
a badass before he did this.
Yeah, his son is in the reboot of Hawaii Five-0. Is it his son?
Oh,
maybe he was in the original Hawaii Five-0. I think he was Dano in Hawaii Five-0.
Them all up now, they're all so old. It's actually really sad. Sandy in this is like 91.
Watching Will Ferrell age is not a good buzz.
Yeah.
Okay, so James Caan. Am I thinking of Scott Caan? Is he the child? Scott Caan is
in. Are they related? Hawaii, definitely.
Yeah. No, he's the son. And then
is he hot?
Hotter
than John Favreau.
Well, like probably, yeah.
No, he's not. He's a very pinched face, isn't he?
He does. Yeah. No, he does. Yeah.
Did you just look him up? He's not bad.
Oh my gosh. James Caan was in my other favourite movie, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
No, he wasn't.
He was.
This man can't be.
Cloudy with a Chance
actor.
Of Meatballs. Bill Hader was Flint. Oh my god. And James Caan was Flint's dad, and he was a fisherman. I need to watch Cloudy with a Chance. I'm going to watch that immediately when I go home.
I've never seen Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Can we please do that for Movie Club at some stage? It's so good.
I don't decide.
Who decides? The people who decide.
Yeah. Will Ferrell was 35 in Elf. He's now 53.
Like, he was very late to the game in his kind of ascent.
Yeah.
To stardom.
Yeah, totally.
Men are afforded such a longer period of time, whereas like if you're an actress and you're 30, you may as well be dead. Do you know what I mean?
Or Nicole Kidman,
who just puts on a wig and she's like, here I am.
Yeah. Zooey Deschanel was only 22.
Yeah, you can tell that.
That's mad. This must have been her first real big outing. Was she in She and Him at this point?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I'll check that.
Can you guess? It's in a show I'm watching at the minute, features this actress who was first in line to play Jovi. Can you guess what it is?
Jovi?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen this movie?
Oh, no, I'm not going to be able to guess.
What am I watching at the minute? Just pick an actress.
This is Selena.
No. Selena, no. Jovi. Selena was well dead in 2003.
No, not the actual Selena, the girl who played Selena.
Susie Crabgrass. She was a child.
Okay.
It was Katie Holmes.
Ah.
Yeah, but I don't think she can sing. No, she can't sing. She sings in an episode of Dawson's Creek and it's horrific.
She is visually very similar to
Zooey.
Yeah,
same vibe. Yeah. Zooey was a better singer and they wanted someone who could sing. Obviously.
So she had been in... Yeah, so she did Almost Famous.
Before this.
Yeah, The Good Girl... The New Guy, and then Elf, and then she did The Hitchhiker's
Guide.
The
New Guy, New Girl.
Yeah. Then she did Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Failure to Launch, Yes Man, and then 500 Days of Summer was 2009 is what I meant. And that's when she really kind of went up in the air. She was in Bridge to Terabith. Yeah, did you know that?
Apparently that's a really terrifying movie.
It's so sad. Everyone says it's so...
I don't think I've ever seen it.
So I think you'd find it really upsetting.
Children die.
Yeah. Josh Hutcherson has a bad old time in it. Like,
he falls off the bridge.
No, I think it's the gal falls off, but I think he's really sad about it. We should do that for Movie Club.
No.
So sorry, I don't think she wasn't in She and Him until...
Later.
Until later on, yeah.
That's okay.
Basically. To answer your question.
Yeah, you'd said there Will Ferrell wasn't really a big star before this. But he was on SNL.
Yeah, if I was to look back and consider that time, I would just consider Will to be always famous. And I suppose if you followed SNL at the time, you would have seen that. But I didn't.
He has starred in 76 movies in total, 52 since Elf was released. That's a lot.
It
seems like he did a lot of movies before Elf, which is...
But like, he hasn't done
what I'm saying.
Like, Elf is really good. Do you know, I feel like he really had a moment for a while where everyone was like, oh my God, he's class.
Yeah. And then what was that, like 2009 or when did Step Brothers come out?
It was so much like oversaturation that he was just in stuff and then it wasn't funny anymore. So sorry.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's ever happened.
He did. I would think so. He dropped some absolute clangers later on. So he did Elf and Old School 2003.
Yeah.
Blades of Glory 2007.
Classic.
I've actually never seen that in full.
Brilliant.
Yeah, people love it. Daddy's Home 2015.
I like that. Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, sorry, I missed a few as well. This Wikipedia thing is really badly laid out. He did Anchorman in 2004, so that was the year after Elf and Old School, which again,
that's probably really what like kicked it up a gear.
Yeah. Talladega Nights, which I think,
very good,
2006. I've never seen, but again, has like kind of a, not commercially, didn't commercially do well, but like has a cult following. Yeah. Step Brothers 2008. The Other Guys, which Kian is obsessed with.
Top movie.
It's him and Mark Wahlberg. And the boss is your man from Birdman. Shane, what's his name?
Michael Keaton.
And he does this whole thing where he constantly quotes TLC. And like Will Ferrell and like Mark Michael Wahlberg Keaton. Are like, what the fuck? He's like, and guys, don't go chasing waterfalls. And Will Ferrell like, what the, you're doing it again. And it's really funny.
Is this where they're like shit cops and they get promoted?
Mark is really good and Will is really bad. Like, okay. It's the whole thing. And then he did, like Anchorman 2 was 2013, which is insane. That seems like it was sooner. And he did Megamind and he did Lego Movie. But he did some bad stuff in between.
Lego Movie was huge.
Everything is awesome. And then he had some other like bit parts, but...
What was the bad stuff he did?
The Producers was not good. Bewitched, not good.
No, that's the musical is very famous.
Yeah,
the movie
adaptation did not go down well though. It was Matthew Broderick and your man who does the voice of Timon.
The cat and what's it, the cat?
Garfield.
Yeah. No, the white cat. Is it Garfield?
Oh, in Stuart Little.
Stuart Little.
Yeah.
What's his name again? I literally saw it yesterday. What's his name?
Kicking and Screaming. I feel like people didn't like.
I loved Kicking and Screaming.
Did
that's
you?
Really funny. Yeah.
Semi-Pro was another one where it was like he was a basketball guy.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
And then he did The Campaign was him and John, who does, not John, between Zach Galifianakis. John, for sake. Zach, it was him and Zach Galifianakis, and it was a whole thing. It was like a political thing. That didn't do well.
Oh, yeah, that was controversial.
Holmes
though,
and
it?
Watson. Was it controversial? Yeah, I think it was.
It was banned from Korea. That one?
Could have been, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was.
Just a lot of clangers in between. Now that
Nathan
I look
at, Lane.
Now that I read back, yes, yeah, Nathan Lane. Sorry, Justin for Nathan Lane. Now that I look back and I read it, it's not as bad, but I mean,
I might read out Kicking and Screaming. That was a very good movie.
Yeah.
In the day.
Okay. That's your opinion.
Yeah, I haven't watched it in years though.
Again, I don't know if it's a thing where it didn't commercially do well. And I think the assumption was that it would because it was Will Ferrell. But people look back and they're like, yeah, no, it was funny, but it just didn't do well.
Will Ferrell and some other big name. Was it Ed O'Neill? I think it was Ed O'Neill from Modern Family.
In Kicking and Screaming?
Yeah.
I never saw it all the way through, I'm going to be honest.
Kicking and Screaming, yeah.
Anyway, sorry, that was just my tangent about Will Ferrell. What were we saying?
No, I don't think it was Ed O'Neill. Doesn't matter. Josh Hutcherson is in that. Full circle.
Two degrees of separation.
So yeah, I looked up some fun facts, and then that Movies That Made Us thing, they were talking about how they made him look so big as Elf, as Buddy the Elf.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Make everyone else look so small.
Kian said his mom, like every time she watches that scene with him in the bed, or like the scenes where it like really shows that he's not elf sized, she just fucking cracks up. Like she loses her mind laughing, like, and she's right.
She's dead right.
She's absolutely right.
Humor. They used forced perspective for it. So basically they were very far away, the kids, and he was very close.
These guys are small.
Like those leprechaun museums?
Yeah. Like those leprechauns museums. Yeah, I'm very familiar. I've never been to a leprechaun museum in my life.
No, I don't think we ever should. and you know,
so
like
concerned.
The scene where like the dad is on the bike with your like teenage buddy.
Yeah.
They actually had like a child put like sit behind him and have like the child's hands on his shoulders and have like, what's his name?
The dad elf.
Yeah.
Papa elf. I've
Bob
no
Newhart.
Okay.
He is like sitting on a chair like further back to make him look smaller. And it's like someone else's hands. And it's just really funny when you actually watch it to realize it's not him at all.
Laugh. There you go. Laugh.
What else do you want to know?
Well, I was just going to say, briefly run through the plot for anyone who hasn't.
Okay.
Again, not in halfway. Why are you listening to this if you haven't watched it?
But everyone in the world should have seen it at this point. So it's about this baby at the start.
Okay. Who crawls, it's about a baby.
Baby in an orphanage who crawls into Santa's sack and is accidentally brought to the North Pole. He's a human baby, and then they realise...
Tusla, give us a wave, give us a wave.
And they realise he's a human baby, and they decide to raise him as an elf, because one of the elves there had always wanted to be a dad.
Aww.
So he brings him up as his own, but like, it's very clear he's not an elf, he's not elf-sized. He's too big, he's not good at making toys. And then it gets to a point where he's like 35 or whatever, and they're like, we need to tell him the truth. So they tell him about his real dad and his real mom in New York City and how he came to be, and he sets off on an adventure to find his dad.
Yeah, and the whole thing is his dad like kind of hates Christmas.
Yeah.
Would that be fair to say?
He's a bit of a cynic all
Yeah,
around.
Very cynical, and like obviously Buddy the Elf is like he goes to New York, he's in a mall and sees like one of the mall Santas and it believes it's actually Santa and like has a diet of like spaghetti and sugar basically and sprinkles. He's just pure Christmas through and through. So he really struggles with the whole thing of his dad, number one, wanting really kind of nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
And then the whole thing of, oh, my dad actually hates Christmas. This is a bad buzz.
He's on like, his dad's on the naughty list.
Yeah. And like his dad is another family. So like he's like, they'd be half brothers. The other son. Yeah. And like a new wife, whatever. And it's just all...
Mary Steenburgen, isn't that your one's name? And she's in the Happiest Season as the mom. She's
In
everything. Yeah. She's the mom in Step Brothers. She's the
Yeah, she is the mom in Step Brothers.
Yeah, she's Will Ferrell's mom in everything.
That's so funny.
Yeah, she's in Happiest Season. She wears a wig.
She wears a wig, fun fact.
But she's still on the go. What was I going to say? Do you know the scenes where he comes to New York first and he's like just running through the streets and like... causing havoc? They actually just did that on the fly, and like those people are all just like normal people going about their day. They weren't tired extras or anything. They just like put him
How did they do that?
I don't know, we were talking about it earlier and it was like
you'd never be able to do that,
because how do you get away with like filming like that, release forms and stuff? And you know the guy, he walks up and he's like Santa and he's in the red tracksuit and he's a beard. Like that was just a man that was out for a walk. He wasn't an actor. Like
they must have gotten them after. Like
think I saw something earlier that was like they just stopped people that were like featured and paid them on the spot for it. Imagine going out about your day and then all of a sudden you're in like the biggest Christmas movie ever, forever.
I suppose it's hard to know at the time that it was going to be that.
Yeah.
Big.
V true. Let me see my other fun facts. I read here Jim Carrey was supposed to be like in the running for Buddy. But it never came to be. I don't know how true that is.
A part of me is like, yes, it could work. And then another part of me is like, there's kind of an edge to Carrie that I think it would have been a bit weird. Whereas like, you know, Will is like...
innocence.
Not even innocence, because he's obviously starred in some really strange movies in comparison that are just not kid friendly at all. But at the same time, yeah, it is where he's kind of like straight laced. In the same way that, like, Will Ferrell has done many dramas. Do you know that kind of way? Whereas Jim Carrey has, and he's kind of known for being
the Grinch,
that.
Isn't he?
Was he in the original Grinch?
He is the Grinch.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
While
he
is the Grinch. Bitty. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see him. But he is a bit dark. He's a bit dark.
But that's the whole thing. Like, the Grinch is an enemy of Christmas. Like.
I want to watch the Grinch.
Again, another option we gave to patrons, and they said no.
They said...
I've never seen it, so... Benedict Cumberbatch is the new Grinch, or was the new Grinch.
The cartoon, he's just the voice.
Yeah.
No, you have to watch the original Grinch. Not the
it
original, but the
me.
One.
I don't
no,
want
it's not
to.
Scary. It's not scary. It's not scary.
That's easy for you to
Taylor
say.
Taylor Momsen's in it and she sings. And
I
she
know.
Well,
where can you find you? Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
Well, I think you'd like it now.
I'd like to see a Jim Carrey version, but at the same time, I'm glad they went with Will.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Will Ferrell's reactions to the Jack in the Boxes were genuine. Genuine.
Oh,
genuine.
Yeah.
Genuine. It wasn't Buddy's burp. It wasn't really his burp. The burp scene. They actually, but there's a guy credited for it on Wikipedia who actually did do the burp.
Imagine being that, like, that's your
Yeah, that's
fact.
Your claim
like,
to fame. I did the burp.
It's pretty good. It's a pretty good claim to fame to have.
He turned in, did I say this earlier? Turned in 29 million to make a sequel.
No. Oh, but yeah, I think you said this off air when we were talking about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sorry, what's the story behind this? Do you have it?
Yeah, hang on one sec.
29 million. Oh my God.
On September 18th, 2013, Mental Floss reported that Favreau was interested in making a sequel to the film entitled Elf 2 Buddy Saves Christmas. Later in December 2013, Farrell stated that he does not want to make a sequel. In January 2016, Favreau stated that a sequel could still happen. The next month, Farrell reiterated that a sequel was unlikely and stated that he was generally reluctant to do sequels unless there was a story that justifies it.
Oh, he was and on, did Anchorman 2 though? There was fucking no need for that.
On September 18, 2020, James Caan reaffirmed that a sequel was unlikely, stating that stating that Farrell and Favreau didn't get along.
Do you have any more backstory on that?
I don't.
I can bring that up there in a sec, but just when you mention money there.
29 million, like.
So the budget for the first one was.
You do a shit sequel for that much money.
The budget for the first one was $33 million and it made $223.3 million in the box office. So
insane.
That's just.
Yeah, do you think the kid, Michael, ever had to work again?
I'd say so, yeah. James Caan, Will Ferrell, hang on. Spain had an article up about this a second ago.
Oh, it's not that he's against sequels. Farrell reprised his role as Ron Burgundy in Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues, and Mugatu in Zoolander 2.
But two sequels that didn't need to be made.
Yeah, later he said,
While you're there, you've done those two, you may as well fucking do Elf 2 and put a smile on people's faces. Yeah. Like.
Later he said, I just think that it would look slightly pathetic if I tried to squeeze back into elf tights, Buddy the middle-aged elf. He has a point. Like, there's no need. I hate sequels, but there's no need for it.
But I think people are way more forgiving of shit Christmas sequels than they are of shit sequels in general.
Really?
Yeah.
Nativity 2 did not get that treatment.
But I think if you're purely in it for like career and money, I think it's a no-brainer. If you're on about integrity, yeah, obviously don't do it. But at the same time, I don't understand that argument when you've done Anchorman 2, which was pretty much universally
Anchorman
panned.
2 had, I think Anchorman 2 had a better chance of being good than Elf 2 ever would. Do you know?
But yeah. See, it's like, what would the plot be, I suppose, is the
thing. Buddy Saves Christmas. He already did that, though.
He did already do that. What if it's like he has to go back and he has to...
What if Santa's dead?
No. Santa's not dead.
What if Santa falls off the roof? Hear me
That's
out.
That's Santa Claus! That happened!
Hear me out.
No, he has to go back and teach all the elves how to be elves and like a fourth course kind of a thing.
And what is Zoe Deschanel doing?
She helps him. Maybe that's the bone of contention.
They're divorced.
No, they're on the brink of divorce. No, that's not nice. They're all in the North Pole. Buddy's doing the fourth course. And see, it's really hard. This is why I don't write movies.
Yeah.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
See, because the Santa Claus 2 thing made sense because it was like, oh yeah, he has to get a wife. That's another Claus, Mrs. Claus, of course. Like,
yeah, you would not believe how many grown adults I've had to explain the Santa Claus title to in the last week.
Listen, I learned as well, I'd say, within the last 3 years, but I did know that. Like,
it's in the movie. If you watch the movie as an adult, it's
the
in
Claus.
It,
like, the it's a Claus. It's Santa's Claus. Anyway, let's not get into it. So sorry. Tara Walsh wrote this for Spin 103. Tara, my good friend. So James Caan, who played Buddy's biological father, Walter, in Elf, is revealed why we never got a sequel. He claims there was tension between the director, John Favreau, and the star of the movie, Will Ferrell. Turns out the cast were up for a sequel, but these two wouldn't work together. So he said
this. Who would you have to kick out then? You'd have to kick out John Favreau, like, and get someone else in.
Yeah, because you couldn't replace Buddy, like. He said, we were going to do it, and I thought, oh my God, I finally got a franchise movie. I could make some money. Let my kids do what the hell they want to do. The director and Will didn't get along very well. So Will wanted to do it. He didn't want the director, and he had it in his contract. It was one of those things. It's reported the contracts were created in such a way that both John and Will had to be involved for a sequel to be made. Oh. Nightmare.
Yeah. Do you know, I don't think Zooey Deschanel would do a sequel.
No, not at all.
I'd have to kill her off or
not
something.
Not at all. Yeah. She's too busy. She's shagging that property brother.
Yeah. She's a...
She's no interest. She's...
And I don't like her in this film.
Do you not?
No, I think she's weird in it. She's not likable in it. Like,
I think
she
that's
has
the point,
no
though.
Personality.
She's a bit mean. That's her personality.
No, it's she's like she's literally just written in to be like the love interest. She has no like charm about her.
Yeah, I kind of hate how it's this whole thing where like...
She would not fancy him.
But this
he's
is the thing.
Not well.
He's like basically a grown up child.
Yeah.
And it's like, here's this fully grown woman. Like, and yes, they love each other. Like, they had some issues after this film ended, I would say. Like, you know what I mean? Like, acclimatizing to real life.
Well, no, he jumped ahead and saw that they did make babies. Like,
after a long road of incidents, as I would imagine.
Oh,
an uphill
not...
struggle, I would say.
Yeah, I don't like Jovi in this. I do love Zooey Deschanel as a person. You know the scene in the mall? No, not in the mall. In where he goes up and he's like, you sit on the throne of lies, the fake Santa. And then he chases him and they have the fight scene. They did that in one take because they couldn't rebuild the set once it had been wrecked. So he had to do it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it would have been too difficult. And you know the manager, Jovi's manager... has a, if you look closely, he has a name tag that says Wanda because Wanda Sykes was supposed to play that character, but she pulled out like a couple of days before.
What the hell?
So, and his like character is still called like Wanda if you look it up.
Wanda Sykes. I'm not laughing at Wanda Sykes. I was just.
You sure she's a funny woman?
She is a funny woman, but
what's
like,
she in? And she's absolutely hilarious.
She's only 56. I'm not in a halfway. I thought she was older.
Is it Evan Almighty she's in? And she's really good in it.
Potentially Monster in Law is her best one. Do you know what else she's in? Another classic. She's
in
another classic, Over the Hedge. What a fucking movie. She would have done a lot of, she kind of came to prominence on the Chris Rock show. It is Evan Almighty, you're dead right.
She's so funny in Evan Almighty. I can't remember what the line is, but she's, oh, I can't, I'm gonna watch that as well. Put that on my list of things to rewatch as
there
an adult. Evan Almighty was a good sequel.
I don't know.
Have
who
you
is
seen
the
it?
Lead in that?
Steve Carell.
I've never seen it, I don't think.
We should do a Steve Carell episode.
We should do a Steve Carell episode. Yeah, he's good.
Write that down.
That Space Force show that he did for Necklace.
That
Netflix
was shocking.
Is shite, though. And it's been renewed for a second series.
No, it hasn't.
Swear to God. Netflix just throwing money away. We couldn't even get through like three episodes. It was so painful.
Yeah, I didn't even start it because you said it was so bad.
No, it's not good. Like.
Yeah, what else do you want to...
What else do you have for me, or will I impart some knowledge on you?
Yes, please.
Did you know about the remake starring Jim Parsons?
No.
From Big Bang Theory. So in 2010, there was a Broadway musical based on the movie, made its way to the UK, ran for 10 weeks, one of the fastest selling shows.
That's
since
not what Jim Parsons was in, though.
Oh, was it not?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm nearly sure. That was the musical, but I think they did another thing.
Oh, yeah, sorry. But there's a... If you'd let me finish.
Sorry.
So that ran and it did really well. And they did an animated remake of the musical.
Okay.
And Jim Parsons took over from Will Ferrell in the role of Buddy.
Who was Buddy in the musical, I wonder?
I don't have that hand.
I'm going to look it up here.
You might be able to watch on... Because this is a UK article, but it might be on Sky Cinema or Now TV. But as I said, based on the Broadway musical... it's a 42-minute animation, retells the story of Buddy's trip to New York City to reunite with the father he never knew existed, which eventually sees Buddy winning over his father and the entire city, rekindling the spirit of Christmas in the process. And then in brackets it has, spoiler alert, lol. Shockingly, the musical and the animation don't feature Papa Elf, and instead it's Santa Claus who narrates the story. For the animation, Ed Eisner reprised his role as Santa, but the cast of the characters were recast for the remakes. So you have Jim Parsons as Buddy. Mark Hamill plays Buddy's father.
Who's Mark Hamill again?
Walter Hobbs, Star Wars, Luke Skywalker.
Oh yeah.
Scrub star Kate Micucci.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Micucci, M-I-C-U-C-C-I, as Buddy's love interest Jovi, and American Dad's Rachel McFarlane as Emily Hobbs. Obviously because it's shorter, it doesn't cover everything in the movie or include all the songs from the musical, but premiered in 2014, got generally positive reviews, was nominated for 7 Annie Awards, which is the Oscars but for animation, and it won one for character design in an animated television / broadcast production. So if you are looking for a sequel and you need a hole filled in that way, that might do it for you, but it also might not. I don't know, we should watch that and maybe give our thoughts.
Where would you get that, do you reckon?
YouTube? This is saying Sky Cinema or Now TV. So, but again, it's a UK based publication I was reading, so it might not be available here, but it will be worth the search. In the meantime, if you want to see the original cast reuniting, they're doing so for a table read this month, as far as I'm aware, and it's all of them. So it's Will Ferrell, Zooey Deschanel, Bob Newhart, Edward Eisner, Mary Steenburgen, Amy Sedaris, Andy Richter, Kyle Gass, Matt Walsh, and John Favreau, which is Gas. They are doing a table read. Is today the 12th?
No, it was yesterday.
Oh, it's happened already. Oh, God.
Yeah, we
sorry.
Watch it back.
You'll definitely be able to watch it back. But basically, as we're recording, it kicks off 9 p.m. Sunday, December 13th, which is
right now.
But you'll definitely be able to watch it back. So keep an eye out for that. There'll definitely be clips for that floating around, as there always is. It's in aid of something, but I can't figure out what it is. Using the occasion to fundraise for the Georgia Democratic Party, money's raised will go to supporting the Democrats in the upcoming Senate runoffs. There you go. And then I was just looking up Wanda Sykes, and she was tweeting that she's going to be there as well. So to like the fact she actually wasn't even in the
No, you can't. It's too late, Wanda.
I love that.
Too late.
I love that. But in fairness, it's for charity, like, so.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
That is so true. They're all the facts I have about Elf. Do you remember watching it for the first time?
I can't remember if I saw it for the cinema or if I watched it.
We would have been like peak age when this came out.
Or if I watched it at home, like after the fact.
I don't think I saw it till like 7 years later.
I think I watched it with my sister. I think I watched it with Niamh, because the whole reason I'm like, Buddy the Elf, what's your favourite colour? Is because she used to quote it.
Yeah.
And she used to go on that Elf was like the best thing ever, and we'd watch it most Christmases if it was on. And so I think it might have been like, I think it might have been at home. I don't think I, or did I watch it in cinema for like a birthday party? Maybe. I don't know. I definitely, the first time I watched it, I was a good bit younger and I didn't think it was anywhere near as funny as I do now.
You didn't?
No. It's the thing.
As a child?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I would have said that because
I think I did watch it, not as a very young child, obviously, but I think I did watch it in that scenario of a birthday party and then watched it again later on with my sister, and like, I think I kind of got it more.
Yeah.
Not got it more, but I just think I think I found it a bit strange or something when I watched it as a child.
Did you get the video game when it came out?
There's a video game?
Yeah.
No?
A video game based on the film was released in 2004 for the Game Boy Advance.
You wouldn't have many Christmas-themed video games. Sure you wouldn't.
I don't know.
You wouldn't, like, when you think about it.
The game follows the same plot as the movie. Within the game, the player has to collect candles throughout each level while avoiding various objects and polar bears. It sounds shite, everyone is. And yeah, it received mixed reviews by critics, by gamer critics.
Interesting.
Do you want mini bandwagons?
Yeah, so Breed put it out to you guys. You had some of your own, didn't you? And then other people suggested other things.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go with that.
No, I didn't really. I had one redaction. What's the word again we came up with?
Oh, correction.
Here? Correction.
Correction corner.
So last week I mentioned,
did you say this on the Patreon episode or did you say
this
on?
No, it was my mini bandwagon last week. It was the prom. And we both like shot it down straight away, even though neither of us had seen it. purely on the basis that James Corden was going to be in it.
James Corden is a bad person.
And like no, still, like I do not agree with them casting James Corden as a gay man in this musical, because he's not a gay man and he can't sing.
But you'd swear like we were at a shortage of gay people, like, or gay actors or gay people who could sing.
Literally,
like, forgot, like
Tituss Burgess.
Todrick Hall.
Who's the one? Nathan Lane. But any of them would have. No, genuinely, he would have fit the character.
Oh, anyone, like anyone, but fucking another straight man. Like,
but his accent is very good in it. I will say that. But
Is he playing in America?
Yeah.
Sorry.
And I forgot that until the end. I was like, this is literally James Corden of A League of Their Own. Like, you do forget it's him, but kills me to say it. Everyone else is incredible. Nicole Kidman is in it. She looks divine. What's his name? What's the guy from Girls?
Adam Driver?
No, the gay guy from Girls.
Of what Girls?
Andrew Rannells. He's incredible in it. You'd know him. He looks a bit like Adam Devine.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
He's hilarious.
Adam Devine or Adam Levine?
Adam Devine.
I am in misery.
this guy. Hand. You do know him. He's brilliant.
Brady is showing me a picture.
He's in like the Book of Mormon and stuff as well.
Illustrative purposes.
He's in it. Who's the other one? Keegan-Michael Key.
Oh yeah.
From Key and Peele is in it. Kerry Washington. There's loads. Like,
why did you think it was good?
So I put it on. I was very hungover and I was like, this looks like something I could fall asleep to and it will just play for like a couple of hours, which is my thing. And put it on. I was like, hated it for maybe 15 minutes, and then I was like, these songs are incredible. The music is
it based off of
very good Broadway?
Yeah, okay.
It's a Ryan Murphy adaptation as well, so it's extremely camp, extremely colourful, very glitzy. The dancing is just so together. The songs, it's just a really good, like, happy, good movie, and it has a really nice message to it. I just didn't know what it was about before.
That's Prom, and that is on Netflix if people want
to watch it.
The Prom, yeah. The Prom, but yeah.
It's quite long though, so do put aside like 3 hours of your day.
It's not 3 hours
long. It's two
long.
And a half.
Jeez, that's too long.
It's good though.
I don't know.
Okay, and then I put it out to ye for the rest of them because I couldn't think of anything.
Lifeline for millennials, here we go.
Yeah, here we go. Booking 100 places just to have one night out.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. That's a dickhead thing to do. Like, I know, I get it. I really get it. Unless you're going to go to all of those places. Like, it's different if you're like, because I was speaking about this with someone. If you book somewhere, again, not necessarily that I condone that. Like, let's all keep our contacts low and like, let's support local business if we can. There's a lot of mixed messages, but anyway, if you're going out of like two and you've like two or three places booked that you know you're definitely going to go to, grand. But don't be the person that books a load of places
and then decides
and then
last
just doesn't
go.
Or like cancels really last minute. That's not sound. Yeah. I will say that. Your two mams are here to tell you that's not a sound thing to do, so don't do that.
Someone said Fat Fox and Greystones is open on Christmas morning to raise money for charity, not a bandwagon.
I saw that. That's good.
I
was about to say good
is.
For them, and then it sounded kind of sarcastic, but that is good. Like,
yeah, they sound like
they're supposed to be unreal for coffee and treats, and they did that drive through place as well. So they opened, they had a drive through place somewhere in Wicklow, was it Greystones maybe, and then they opened the actual cafe. And
cool.
Roz Purcell is a big fan.
Oh yeah,
a lot of celeb fans of that place. Yeah,
we must take a spin.
Yeah,
Queen's Gambit. Someone said. We talked
still
about
have to watch the last episode, but yeah, it's incredibly good. You should watch that. It's
I've seen it. I watched it the day it came out.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
All of it?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's really good.
Yeah, it's very good.
Oh yeah, we did talk about this because I was saying Cuiva's whole class are like mad into chess.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Virgin River season 2, not as good as season 1. Have you watched
hearing
that?
A lot of Myrna O'Connell, who's be like
it looks a
good
shit.
But a good authority on TV, but like in terms of. Watches really, really good stuff, but also like has a capacity for trash like us.
When did you put your hat on over your head?
maybe 5 minutes ago. She watched the first series and said that it was like really trashy but good. And she said the second series is like just trash and it's not good.
I'm pretty sure my mom is watching it.
It's very kind of soapy, I think, and like melodrama, kind of buzz. I feel like we'd probably like it, but I don't have the...
evidence
brain capacity right now.
The Wilds on Prime, it's so good. Never heard of it.
I try not to watch Prime because of Bezos, but it also means I'm missing out on a lot of telly. So
yeah,
The Boys is supposed to be very good on
People have
Prime.
Asked us about that
Jack
before.
Is obsessed with it.
I'm watching Desperate Housewives on Prime at the minute.
Fair.
The Christmas market next weekend at Mima's. Mima's is where I had one of my last nights out, wasn't it? Yeah, you weren't there. I think it was.
The restaurant?
Yeah.
I didn't know it.
It's up the top, isn't it?
Are you thinking of Massa?
No. Mima's. Where is Mima's? Like Parnell Square. Yeah, that's the other thing.
I've never been, like,
it's fair nice. Yeah, it was nice.
Good for them.
What were you going to say?
Nothing.
The Christmas market next weekend at Mima's. I don't know what that is, but look it up. Nigella's saying microwave.
Microwave. Microwave. No, it reminds
me. That's an old clip, is it?
No, she's just taking the piss. And she said it now, and that, like, and she had to come out and tweet.
Said
like,
it now.
No, she had to come out and tweet being like, oh, I was taking the piss. I know people are taking it seriously. But like my house, Becca was going around the house being like, I'm just warming the milk in the microwave for like 2 days. I was like, I'm gonna fuck your head against the wall if you don't stop talking.
Do you like Nigella?
It reminds me. I do, yeah, but it reminds me of those TikToks. Can I actually play one here of your man who does, like, he kind of...
Oh, is this the dinosaur one?
Yeah. They're funny. He pronounces...
I don't know if he's joking.
No, he is joking. It's his whole thing on TikTok now. But like where he mispronounces things, and it's so funny. And the whole thing at the end is like, that's mad elegant. And we fucking...
Yeah,
yeah. It's very funny. Hang on.
You sent that to me.
Did I?
Someone did.
Because it's just what Becca was doing. Like, hang on.
Vertebrate paleontology. And y'all thought I was dumb. Hey, yo, if I ever took a girl to a museum and she was telling me all about the pterodactyls or the velociraptors, that's my elegant. And we fucking.
Like velociraptors, velociraptors. Pterodactyls, that's mad elegant. And we fucking. That was Nigella saying microwave.
Yeah, same energy.
He walked so she could run.
The bandwagon of all the sweet companies making the boxes of roses, etc., shitter every year.
For God's sake.
Taking away the metal tins and the foil and stuff.
Cry about it.
Yeah, get a life.
I've had a drink. I'm not usually this mean.
No.
So I will say, I think that might be an environmental choice.
Yeah, well, I don't know, because they're only replacing foil with plastic.
No, because a lot more of them are in the cardboard now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think I can't explain the lack in size. I'm sorry, and I can't ask anyone about that. Is it annoying? Yes.
We found a video of us at Christmas in like 98 as well, and the size of the selection boxes we got, they were absolutely massive. Like they were just standard at the time.
But yeah,
like, yeah, they are absolutely shrinking them. Evermore,
Taylor Swift's new album.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah,
I haven't given it a chance yet.
Listen to it through for the first time today, and it's good.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is it like Folklore?
Very similar. Yeah.
Okay.
It's. I do think I need to give it another listen. Definitely not a bad album.
I don't see. I saw a lot of hype the day she announced it, and then I've seen nothing since.
Yeah, I was kind of the same. I kind of forgot. It's not going to have the same, like, in the same way that I was a bit like with Ariana, I was like, was there a need for you to release this? Or like, would you not have released it all at once? But then I think people might not have looked on it as favorably, because it would have been like a big album, and then people would have been like, this is too long. Because that would have been me. I'm talking about myself. Yeah, like it's not a bad album, but it's kind of just... I kind of just don't care, as you said. Do you know what I mean?
I was so laughing at that hat on you.
Oh, over my ears.
Over the whole set of headphones.
I think I've seen this film before and I didn't like the ending.
You might be able to answer this. Newlyweds, whose house do they go to for Xmas? Bear in mind, I just asked for mini bandwagons.
Like, what?
That's just because you're married doesn't mean you need to be together on Christmas.
My sister's coming to our house. Yeah. I hope that hasn't changed in the sense that I said it. Yeah, yeah. Like, that's up to ye. Yeah. Is that person married and they're genuinely having conflicted and they're like, let's ask these two random people who talk for a living. Yeah. My recommendation would be go wherever the better dinner is.
Yeah, in the crack.
Like, yeah.
Or do like one.
Unless
in the
politics
and one in
the evening. It would be like extremely toxic in one place. Then you'd put up with a shit dinner somewhere else if you meant you were going to have like a nice time, you know?
Yeah. Stunning advice. Shite films you can't get enough of, and also extra long hot water bottles.
I really want an extra long hot water bottle.
I've never seen them.
I can't find them anywhere.
What are they? This is the first I've heard of it.
I have another mini bandwagon. Kane just texted me and said About Time is on Netflix.
Oh, that's a new edition. I cry every time.
Yeah, I cry every time. So.
Rachel McAdams.
People on Instagram are always like, long hot water bottles, you need to get on this. And I'm like, where are they? Where? I want one. I can't find them anywhere. What was the other thing they said? Shite movies
that you can't get enough of.
I wouldn't know, because my taste is really good.
No, sorry, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs
is excellent.
What how do you feel about the Ratatouille TikTok musical being a thing?
Remy the Ratatouille, I can't wait to see
I love the one, what's it, I Knew
the
I Smelled a Rat.
All My Dreams, it's so good. Such talent.
Yeah.
That we live in this world.
Someone literally said, this looks like Fionnuala and Breed in one photo. And they're not wrong.
I'm not going to lie.
I thought that earlier.
When I looked at the photo, I was like, did I take that? And I knew I didn't. It's because
I got glasses that are like
and
yours
that's the
now.
Pose that I usually do on the bandwagon stories.
Well, it wasn't intentional. I'm sorry for any confusion.
What else?
Those pinky signet rings are all the rave now, aren't they?
What is that person talking about? I'm sorry, like
pinky. What's a signet ring? I want one.
What do you mean? Pink as in the color? Pink
no,
I say
for your
finger.
Pinky finger.
Signet
What's
ring.
What's a signet ring?
Signet ring. I can see you standing on it with
it was
arms
just
around
me, oh,
your
like
body.
Flat. I have never seen or heard of this.
Yeah, they're nice. Loving but the jokes. Look at that one from Fields, and it's like flat and it's a heart. I like that. Well, I can't find it now. This one, look.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's €375. It's not €375 nice, but... I wouldn't have said they were all the rage. Maybe it's whoever you're hanging out with, but...
Noelle being the woman power Christmas movie we all needed this year.
Haven't watched it. Don't think I will. Because
Anna Kendrick is
a fucking melt.
And it's on Prime.
Yeah.
No, it's Disney.
And it's Bill Hader. Maybe I will watch it.
I like Bill Hader.
I do like Bill Hader. Anna Kendrick. I keep reading all these like celebrity and celebrity
blinds.
Why
do we hate
her.
Anna Kendrick?
No,
though?
Sorry. Because I thought
she's a woman?
No. I thought before it was internalized misogyny. I was like,
I think it is.
No, it's not. I've read a load of blind items about her since. And like, apparently she is a dickhead in person. Like really rude. Like really thinks she is something. And is just a nightmare to people on set. So that's my reason to dislike her. Not because she's a woman.
You just hate, you know, I think you just hate her because.
I don't.
She's doing very well on TikTok at the minute.
Her
voice is here.
That doesn't count.
Santa Claus. That's
doesn't
her.
Count.
That's her song. She made that.
She didn't.
She did.
She didn't do Here Comes Santa Claus
with Snoop Dogg. She sure did.
Yeah, she did that one. She didn't write the original. You're
Fair.
On drugs.
That's all I have. Do you have anything else to add?
Just about time.
Just about time we finished.
I think I've seen this film before. I will say I'm just after coming back from the Still Garden Distillery out in Inchicore, and we did the like experience there where you get to basically distill your own gin, and it was amazing. It was really, really good, and would highly recommend. They're like a very like an independent distillery, and they're really sustainable and everything they do. They did a lot of like guerrilla gardening and they use everything that they grow in the botanicals. And it would be a great little experience to do potentially in the new year if you were looking for a Christmas present.
How would people book that if they wanted to do
I would imagine you would go to, let me find their Instagram, Still Garden. They are Still Garden Distillery, all one word, on Instagram and stillgardendistillery.com. And if you don't want to like book anything, they make a load of products as well. So I bought some, I actually won't say specifically what I bought because they're presents for people, but you can buy like different kinds of gin and other kinds of beverages from there, and I really highly recommend it. We've done a lot of like kind of alcohol based activities, like distilleries and
in life.
But this one was actually genuinely like very impressive, and you get like a lot to drink, and we got a nice little kind of charcuterie box thing.
Oh,
and
lit.
it was very nice. So I'd give them a shout out. I don't think I really have anything else otherwise.
Excellent. How do we usually wrap this up? This has been Bandwagons.
Yeah,
I don't know why. My brain is not working today. If you want to follow us on Instagram, it's at Bandwagons Podcast. If you want to support us financially, you can find us on Patreon.
But in exchange for you giving us money, you get loads of really good content.
Yeah.
So as we said, we just watched The Holiday and we reviewed that. That is up on Patreon. You get a couple of playlists every month. Breed is going to do her tarot reading this week at some stage.
Yeah.
She does like tarot reading and dream analysis. Yeah, yeah. She'll do this sometime this week. We'll let you know. So you can get all that as well. Our beanies are still on sale at By Ellen. So if you go to buy,
we're all wearing them right now.
buy-eln.com. They're there. They're £14 and they are incredible quality. They're so good.
Yeah.
But because we try to do these as sustainably as possible, they are limited. So once they're gone, they are gone. Until we maybe decide to do them again. But like this batch, there is only a certain amount on them. So
yeah. And there's a good few sold already.
Yeah.
Tickets to our live show are still on sale. We are maybe potentially doing, can we say that? Potentially doing another one. But potentially doing more another details one. To follow.
Yeah. But we'll tell you all about it soon.
Yeah. So
this has been produced by Collaborative Studios. Someone on Twitter said they were happy to hear Shane.
Yeah, a lot of people wrote to me saying they miss Shane's laugh and they're glad it's back.
He's back, baby. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next week.
Oh, yeah. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.